It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 12, 2020. Today's the birthday of Charles Cunningham Boycott, an English land agent whose ostracism by his local community in Ireland gave the English language a new verb, to boycott, meaning to withdraw from commercial or social relations with a country, an organization, or a person as a punishment or protest. Boycott was born in 1832 and had served in the British Army, which brought him to Ireland. After retiring from the Army, Boycott worked as a land agent for John Crichton, Lord Erne, a landowner in County Mayo. In 1880, as part of its campaign for the three Fs, fair rent, fixed tenure, and free sale, and specifically in resistance to proposed evictions on the estate, local activists of the Irish National Land League encouraged Boycott's employees, including the seasonal workers required to harvest the crops on Lord Erne's estate, to withhold their labor, and began a campaign of isolation against Boycott in the local community. This campaign included shops in nearby Ballinrobe, which refused to serve him. The campaign against Boycott became a cause célèbre in the British press after he wrote a letter to the Times. Newspapers sent correspondents to the west of Ireland to highlight what they viewed as the victimization of a servant of a peer of the realm by Irish nationalists. 50 Orangemen from County Cavan and County Monaghan traveled to Lord Erne's estate to harvest the crops, while a regiment of the 19th Royal Hussars and more than 1,000 men of the Royal Irish Constabulary were deployed to protect the harvesters. The episode was estimated to have cost the British government and others at least £10,000 to harvest about £500 worth of crops. Boycott left Ireland on December 1, 1880, and in 1886 became land agent for Hugh Adair's Flixton estate in Suffolk. He died there at age 65 on June 19, 1897. According to James Redpath, the American journalist and anti-slavery activist, the verb to boycott was coined by Father John O'Malley in a discussion between the two of them. Redpath says it happened this way. "I said to O'Malley, 'I'm bothered about a word.' 'Well, what is it?' asked Father John. 'Well,' I said, 'when the people ostracize a land grabber, we call it social excommunication. But we ought to have an entirely different word to signify ostracism applied to a landlord or land agent like Boycott. Ostracism just won't do. The peasantry would not know the meaning of the word, and I can't think of any other.' 'No,' said Father John, 'ostracism wouldn't do.' He looked down, tapped his big forehead, and said, 'How would it do to call it to boycott him?'" Well, according to Joyce Marlowe, the word was first used in print by Redpath in the Chicago Inter-Ocean newspaper on October 12, 1880. In 1888, the word was included in the first volume of what would become the Oxford English Dictionary. And according to Gary Minda in his book, Boycott in America, How Imagination and Ideology Shape the Legal Mind, apparently there was no other word in the English language to describe this sort of dispute. The word also entered the lexicons of languages other than English, including Dutch, French, German, Polish, and Russian. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 12, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.